the future tech nets if you want, either next week or a week after or something like that. But seems like an interesting, very interesting company, interesting technology. And if that company decides to go public and that technology gets accepted, that could be a very good investment for the future there if they do ever go public. But if that winds up in everybody's phone and, you know, like you said, they can figure out how to put 200 and patch antennas in something as small as, he was saying that it would be as small as a Wi-Fi router. The thing that he had on the stage in one of the videos was about the size of a refrigerator that he needed for all the antennas. And he was saying that it's going to be much smaller than that once it's commercialized. So if they can figure out all those obstacles and how to get this thing to be transmitter to be small enough and have the FCC approve it, that you're not going to be radiating people with a very high field strength of RF, it sounds like people might have some hurdles to go over that. It's an interesting topic, though. I know all the chargers are pretty much magnetic resonance. The the non-plug-in chargers. This is the first I've ever heard of an RF charger. So take a look at it, and maybe it'll be an interesting topic for TechNet. So we'll see what happens. 73 WJ today.
Yeah, one last comment I'm going to give you, and that is, if the antennas were arranged in something the size of a refrigerator, it's beginning to sound possible. But that's not practical. And one of the traps that many people have fallen into to say, okay, that's the size of the antenna. If I build it out of ordinary materials, if I now build it out of something with a dielectric constant of 10 or 100, I can shrink down the speed, shrink down the size by 10 or 100. And if the whole world is made out of that ceramic material, which has a dielectric constant of 10 or 100, and by the way, it's the square root. Square root of the dielectric constant is the speed, and the size shrink down, but you know what I mean. If the whole world is made out of the substance, then yes, you get that directivity. The problem is, no matter how small you make the antenna, you still got to launch that signal in air. If you don't have enough wavelength of the aperture coupled to the air, then you're not going to get that gain, you're not going to get that directivity. So just using antenna squeezing techniques, when you've got to transmit the signal through air, doesn't work. And they may have fallen into that trap making that prediction, Joe. WJ2B, J2LIW.
Not really sure, Dick, if that, you can probably tell from seeing the videos and the size. He actually has a curtain over the front of the transmitter, and he pulls that curtain away on one of the videos. And the patch antennas that I saw there looked about maybe 2 inches square, which is probably about the size of a typical, GPS or Wi-Fi patch antenna. And as far as the details on the technology, I don't believe that's available, not unless you can maybe find out the patents. I don't know if the patents are public yet or not, or, on whatever websites you can get patent information. But he didn't describe any of the technical, details and, exactly how the technology works. So it's very much an overview. So, whether or not he can do what he says, what they want to do as far as commercializing the product, I mean, he still has a lot, like you said, a lot of ways, he may be in a trap that he can't get out of. I don't know. But if that product is viable, that could be something that could revolutionize the cell phone industry. You don't have to worry about charging your phone anymore. Basically, he said it would do it automatically whenever you're within range of one of these transmitters, even in a store or a mall or wherever they're installed. You would just have your phone charge automatically whenever it was in range of one of these transmitters. You wouldn't have to worry about plugging it into a cord anymore.
And I'm with you. It's beginning to sound like you're getting very close to the radio frequency biohazard in watts per kilogram, milliwatts per square centimeter, call it what you like. I'll take a look, and like you, I'm starting off a little bit skeptical. I hope he's got enough information that we can figure out what's going on. Thank you, and bye-bye for now, Joe. K2LIW.
Okay, Dick, I'll look into it. If I find any more information, I'll bring it to your attention, and I'll see what I can find on it. I don't think there's a lot of information public on it yet, but it sounds like an interesting concept and an interesting implementation, which as far as I know, I'm not an expert on the field or anything, I'm not even close to it, but from what I've seen, there really hasn't been too much public, you know, any kind of publication of any system that we're doing, any kind of RF, power transfer in this type of situation where they can actually transfer that much energy. It sort of reminds me of the HARP project, which is supposedly shut down and boarded up, is that they were able to focus a tremendous amount of RF coming out of those HARP antennas using a phased array up in the ionosphere and cause actual plasma and heating of the ionosphere using a giant phased array. It kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, but that HARP takes up a good fraction of an acre doing it. If you're willing to dedicate that much area, square meters or square wavelengths, you can develop a whole lot of ERP, Joe, go ahead.
That HARP, those HARP antennas and then HARP transmitters were 3 to 10 or 3 to 15 megahertz, something like that, whereas he's the guy with this this CODA project, he's up in the Wi-Fi, he's doing it at 2.4 gigs.
All the same. Thank you.
We'll see how it plays out, but it's an interesting concept, and I guess I hope he has the patents in the right areas that nobody can run off and copy it. And he seems like a pretty smart guy, and whether or not it's going to take off should be an interesting like you said, it might flop if he can't. If you can't design the antennas to not be the size of a refrigerator, then it's probably going to flop.
Sounds reasonable.
Think I would connect 7370J2B.
Bye-bye, Joe.
For visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
What does this mean to me? I have no idea. But obviously it means something because you responded. The thing I responded to was the fact that you thought that it meant something. Well, instead of going round and round on this phrase, good morning, Rich. I hope your weekend was pleasant. Yes. Yes, it was. Had a nice fast. Everything was good. Everything was glorious. Didn't overindulge on the breakfast. And, yesterday was a nice day. Took my daughter out driving for the very first time behind the wheel. And it begins. Yes, this, as you've already probably had with your son, can be a nerve-wracking time, or it could be a very pleasant experience. For her, it was a very pleasant experience, and for me, it was okay. I was actually surprised at the fact that I never once yelled or got upset or anything. I took her down to Jones Beach. We drove around Field 4. Yes, an empty parking lot is great to have them get behind the wheel the first time. She's going to do that a few times before we'll be just tooling around the neighborhoods and stuff, because she has to get all the basics down, and I tried to explain that to her, and she got it, because, you know, she's got to learn how to stop, start, make turns, stuff like that. You got to be real proficient at that, so that you don't have to think about these things when you start driving on the street.
You have to know how to do that to drive in New York?
You live in New Jersey. Rich, I did something very similar. I brought both the boys over to the parking lot here by the community pool when the pool was shut down, so that lot was empty. And I used the lines, the parking grid, as the street, and I told them to turn, and I had them go from parking spot to parking spot, stop inside the spot lines. And when they were able to do that, and they both picked up pretty quickly, I surprised them. I said, okay, drive home. Well, similar thing. Hey, Rich, what's up? Similar thing will happen as well. She was getting it down. I'm trying to get her to visualize what's going on when she's turning, how when she makes left turns, it's much easier to stay in your lane and execute the turn 90 degrees very well. But when you're making right turns, because you can't see the right side of the car, you have a tendency to either undercorrect or overcorrect for the turn. So she was practicing that for a while, and we practiced for quite a while down there. The thing that was amazing was they were still collecting parking fees. It cost me $8 to teach her that lesson. Rich, over to you and to PPN Mobile. I wonder where Rich went. Consequence, ignore the man behind the curtain. Yeah, but I needed a large area. Large. Much large. So, Field 4 served the purposes. Yeah, large area is always good. Just passed under an electronic sign. It's a new law. $150 fine and 5 points for texting while driving. They should continue to crack down on the idiots that still drive around with the cell phones plastered to their ears.
Yeah, well, the only problem with that is that we get harassed with that one also.
Yeah, well, it's not on my ear.
Well, then the cell phone guys could say, well, I have it in speaker mode, but they're still holding it.
That's the one that really cracks me up. You see the person holding the phone, you know, relatively in front of their face. You know it's on speaker mode. You know they're talking. But it's not hands-free because the idiot is holding the phone in his hand.
Seriously, what is the difference between doing that and what we're doing right now?
Seriously? I don't know, as far as I'm concerned, it's not the same. It's not the same, because I'm not listening to you coming from my hand.
Oh, and do you put the mic down every single time while I'm talking, so that your second hand goes onto the wheel?
Mic goes right back in my lap as soon as I'm done talking. Yeah, I do that too. I drop it onto the seat so that I can have both hands available. Certain people come on the radio, the mic just goes right back into the center console, and that's that.
Well, one of the things that would be handy, I don't know, maybe one day I'll rig one up, set up similar to a boom mic, or set up a mic in the car, like a Bluetooth set, and hook into the radio, and either put a pedal on the floor for the PTT, or set up a box.
You already have an external Bluetooth for your phone, either built into the car or external earpiece.
I have a Bluetooth that's up on the sun visor.
You buy the centerpiece that I have on my motorcycle, plugs into the radio, gives you a wired PTT button that you can put on the steering wheel, and then you can use your Bluetooth.
Yeah, but what happens with all the other functionalities of my mic? For example, if we decide to switch over to one of the other frequencies, I can do that from the mic. I don't have to even stretch my hand out towards the radio itself.
So you'll pick up the microphone and you'll change channels, but you won't be pushing the microphone or holding the microphone in front of your mouth to talk and to listen.
The Bluetooth has a Y connector, basically.
You'll wire it in. Yes, you can make a Y connector. You're the one who's going to wire it up. All you have to do is wire it for your radio. You buy it with the bare-ended cable, and then you just hook it in however you want it to hook in.
So basically, it would have, for all intents and purposes, four leads coming out of it. Two for the PTT and two for the audio.
Receive audio, transmit audio, PTT shield.
And somehow I would have to bring that to some sort of box where I have an input from that going out to an output in a, an RJ54 or whatever it is for for an internet connection, a network connection, because that's what my mic takes, and that kind of plug. And then there has to be an input on there for the mic also. Very easily made, a little breakout box. One side will say microphone, and the other side will say Bluetooth. And then it'll have a tail that'll plug into the radio. Break out the channel up, channel down, DTMF, whatever else you need to keep the microphone active. And you just take the audio and everything, the PTT, and you send that over to the Bluetooth. When it's plugged in, the Bluetooth handles everything for PTT, and the microphone does all the other things that it does, sitting down in its little holder. And I guess if your Bluetooth was turned off and you picked up the mic when you're not moving, the PTT will still work because you got all the leads going to the mic. Yeah, I'm sure it could be done, and it could be done easily. Just set the Bluetooth and the mic up as parallel connections. There you go. Although, I don't have receive audio in my mic. You do not know if there is receive audio available on that microphone connection. There may be, and it's just not being used. So without seeing the pinout for the mic connector on the radio, you're not 100% sure. But sometimes they put discriminated audio out there, which means it won't have enough drive for the Bluetooth. So at the worst case scenario, you'll have to get an external speaker hookup also plugged into it. I already have an external speaker in use, so I'd have to parallel that out and somehow turn that off, because I think the external speaker might get picked up on the Bluetooth and go round and round and round. Possibly, who knows? And that's simply done. You can do that with a jack on this little box. When you plug the Bluetooth into the jack on the box, just like a headphone jack, it disconnects your external speaker. If you want to use the radio normally without the Bluetooth, you just yank that little jack out of the box. Yeah, I'm sure if I was industrious enough, I could figure it out. Make up a little plastic box with some pinout, jacks on it. Sure you could. But short of having a radio that's already got a Bluetooth package available for it, which they charge you an arm and a leg for, this is something that you could do for around $100. Yep. I'm sure if they really push. I got something that someone wrote an opinion that I think this is covered under the driving laws, under the distracted while driving laws. There was a PDF article circulating a couple of weeks ago that was written, I think it was the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles or somebody else, his interpretation and opinion on the whole law pertaining to hams. And everybody was sending this thing around and urging everybody to print a copy out and keep it with them should they ever get stopped, or if they ever wound up going to court to fight a ticket and to produce this document as supporting evidence or whatever. I'm like, yeah, okay. So, the distracted driving law can be broadly interpreted for almost anything. A cup of coffee could be a distraction.
The jiggle zone could be a distraction.
Jiggle zone is a major distraction.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest way to fight it is simply just quoting the law. The radios do not hook into the telephone network, so that takes care of one part, and they are narrow band FM. They are not wide band, which is what it specifically says in the law. See? And do Zeddy be here?
Morning, Gary. Morning, Rich. KBQN, QM Mobile. I did beat a radio ticket, was it last year or the year before? And that's all I did, was quote the law. Did I get lucky? I don't know. Is it action? Always has been. You guys are distracting me. Richie?
He's 252.
Thank you, Gary.
YDT, go ahead.
And to PPN Mobile.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard from the Limerick meeting the other time, but apparently they were talking about the person who actually wrote that distracted driving law and everything. One of the congresswomen was saying if anyone does receive a ticket, she would really be interested in receiving that ticket because believe it or not, she's also a ham, and she said the law is not at all to be directed by hams, and she would be really interested to figure out in what they are citing so she could change that into the law.
Turn it over to. We're all waiting with bated breath.
Don't know. Don't know who gets it. So whoever gets it, I just assume that you guys would pick it up. He's too wide to see.
My breath is not bated.
Just halitosis, SSS. I brushed my teeth this morning. Did you floss and brush this morning?
No, I didn't floss. I did brush.
Come on, you gotta use the interdental brushes and the floss and the little pick tool and all those other wonderful devices of torture. You know, because if your gums aren't bleeding, you're not doing it right.
Good morning, Matt. How you doing? I'm not bowling on Thursday this year.
Yeah, I'm not either, Steve. I'm done with that for a while. I really got disgusted with the team that I was with last time. Rich?
There you have it. Andy will just have to bowl alone in his fishnet tank top and gold lame speedo. Gary? And to PPN at the Jose Cuervo.
Okay. You had to bring up fishnet tank top and Cobra May Speedo. That wouldn't be bad if I was looking at someone in the Jay-Z, but
Andy?
And to Zeddy B, entering the trench.
That's rough. I spoke to the young man yesterday. He did not bowl on Thursday either. I don't know if he's going to. He's very fatigued. He gets up very early and has a long day, and the leak starts too late. That's my biggest qualm with it. It's too late. I need my sleep. I need my beauty rest. But, Matt, I hope you're still bowling, because I know you improved a lot with all your gear and everything. It made a big difference, so hopefully you're still getting out.
dropping into Howell Lanes for a nice ollie league. We're going to see him getting up very early and heading to work. It's really takes the trotter when you get out at 11:30, 11 o'clock is every night on Thursday.
Not so much hard, it's all that drinking that makes it hard.
Have one of these been drinking filtered magnesia?
I'm clean.
There is, I'm almost at my location. So, 7-3, enjoy the day, and hopefully it's an easy work day for you. 7-3, keys to IDT.
146, 7-3 right back at you.
7-3, Matt. All right. So, I know I came in at the tail end of that discussion about the Bluetooth, but was that, did that have something to do with the Giants being one to Gary?
No. Somehow we got on to the cell phone laws and how it pertains to radio. I don't even want to talk about how the Giants got, shall we say, embarrassed yesterday. Just didn't do that much better the other day either. Mr. Rich?
Before that, we were talking about how Miss Dana Bluehair went driving for the very, 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 very first time yesterday.
Oh, boy. She has blue hair now?
Electric blue in a mohawk.
So, she's playing the bass again?
A little bit. She's been, you know, plunking at it in her room, and now she and her friend Jackie are going to play skateboards. So, we dug out two of Elliot's skateboards. I don't know if she did that after we got back from driving or if she had that plan before we went driving. But she did pretty good for somebody that had absolutely never been behind the wheel ever in their life.
Well, when you come down to it, it's not a very difficult skill if you have any hand-eye coordination. It's just a matter of learning the rules of the road and getting a feel for the steering of the car and the brakes and the gas pedal. That's about it.
Drive around in Flushing. We'll see if you have that same comment.
I drive in Manhattan. That's even worse.
Oh, the streets in Manhattan are nice and wide. All the avenues are nice and wide. Five lanes across. The streets of Flushing are much more condensed. You have less room, and less room means for more possibilities.
Rich, Manhattan Avenue is maybe physically five lanes wide, but you've got at best three lanes of traffic on the ones that I'm going on. You got the bike lane, then you got the parking lane, then you got, if you're lucky, three lanes of traffic, and then you got the bus lane, and then you got the other parking lane.
Doesn't he sound like he's whining, Steve?
He does. Listen, Eric, drive around Houston, where you could blindfold the drivers with dental floss, and you'll know what I mean. It's terrible. Anyway. So, when did she go for her learner's permit?
She already has it. She already has it, and she has it with her electric blue hair on the picture. So, she'll have that picture for quite some time, at least 5 years.
Did I tell you guys how I got a learner's permit without passing the written exam?
Is this going to be like a really long story?
I have to break out the 16 and a half inch long knitting needles.
Now I'll give you the real quick version.
Thanks, Gary.
The clerk was being a real idiot and not allowing me to make an appointment for the exam on a Tuesday just because they wanted to be honorary. And the supervisor said, you want to take the exam right now? I said, I haven't read the book yet. Take it now. You got nothing to lose. I had more questions wrong than I was allowed, but she passed me anyway.
The rest is history.
He's the one that says that it's worse drivers in Manhattan.
The questions that I got wrong were all the statistics questions, such as how many feet does it take to stop if you're driving this speed, and what was the percentage of injuries if you're wearing seatbelts versus not wearing seatbelts. The numbers one that I hadn't read the book about yet.
The first question is easy.
Well, being that you weren't a statistics major...
Gary, if you're doing 50 miles an hour, how many feet does it take to stop?
Well, let's see. Don't really know. I just know I got to leave at least 5 car lengths in front of me.
The answer's one foot. You only got one brake pedal.
Dude, it only takes 1 foot to stop.
Okay.
And I'm headed to your lanes on the wide, wide avenues. Do they have a dental lane?
They have a lane?
Please don't use that name.
Elaine or Lane?
Lane.
Oh, really? Is there a Lane story?
That's my ex-wife's name, and I'd like to put her on the fifth lane of that wide avenue.
Want her to be like that lady on, what was it, Queens Boulevard the other day, or wherever? They had that whole video of her. The van slammed her.
Nah, I don't wish that on her. That's the kid's mom. My kid's mother. I can't do that. I can think about it, but I can't do anything about it.
Tony Soprano was out. That's the mother of my children. What's the Gaga look like, Gary? And to PBS.
You know, I'm on the Gaga. I think when I pass Woodhaven, it'll really open up. But it's not doing right now. It's not doing much better than the main road. They're about the same.
Oh, not only did she get her very first driving lesson, she also helped me change the oil in the Avenger yesterday. So she got a little car maintenance lesson as well.
Kinky. Speaking of kinky, I have to wake up Alex Martinovic. And when I park in my car, she's got to come in for a FSD class today. She told me that her alarm won't wake her up. You'd like her. She's my Croatian friend.
Really? She has a Croatian friend?
Rich, the maintenance, the auto maintenance that you really have to teach her? How to change a tire.
We'll do that one, too. As a matter of fact, we'll do that one out in Jones Beach parking lot. Because if she gets it wrong, we ain't coming home.
That lesson, if I were the teacher, you get that wrong, you're not turning the key.
I'll teach her all the basics. I showed her how to check all the fluids and levels and stuff under the hood and why each one is important and stuff like that. And then we did the oil change and then we went for a drive. touch it up because the bleach blonde is coming through now down by the roots, and it's a little bit green, so we got to get it back to blue.
I don't know. What's wrong with the color hair that Mother Nature gave you?
Why do people go for tattoos and piercings and other forms of body art?
Why do people get gold caps on their teeth in the front?
I don't have the answer to any of those.
Okay, there's your answer. There is no answer.
We're thinking of getting gold caps on the front of my tooth.
They get a little bling, maybe have your initials and diamonds set in your grill.
You played softball yesterday and there was a guy on the other team that had that. It's very interesting.
What kind of glue do you use to set diamonds in someone's tooth enamel?
Don't know, never did it. But I did have a patient once many years ago. I was doing a crown, and they wanted a five-pointed star in gold in the center of the cheek surface. I said, how big? Point up, point down. And I was asking so many questions. They said, it's not worth it. I just didn't want to do it.
Especially when you have to send it out to the engraver.
And now it would have been cast as part of the crown, and I would have faked the porcelain around it.
Probably would have been pretty cool, but I guess you were just being annoying. Wait, you were just being yourself.
I didn't want to do it, and I found a way to get her to say she didn't want it. And I'm at the tunnel, so 7-3, and it's ZEB.
46.
7-3.
19.
Anyway, I woke up this morning, I got a little sniffle. Just waving to one of my guys. This was take NyQuil last night because I could sleep. But hopefully it'll pit. It's the only thing I could think of. And I did play ball yesterday, and I do remember that during this time of the year, when I used to play in tournaments, I used to sneeze my head off. The only deterrent I had towards playing tournaments, in, particularly in September. So, we'll see how it all pans out.
When I was a youngster, come September, there would be a brief period of time when whatever the pollen spores or whatever were active, I would do the same thing. I would wake up in the morning and I would just sneeze, and then usually by the middle of the day it would be fine, and next morning same thing again, but it wouldn't be long lasting. So that's got to be what it is. I know that we've had some of the worst, you know, allergy stuff this year for in quite some time, so that's probably what it is.
I thought there was a spot. It was one of the cars was in there. Jeepers. Hearing. Looks like they're doing some gas mains on another street over here, which is going to make parking worse. Hearing. Yeah, I went down to the field, feeling all bright and chipper, and the more time I spent there, and the grass was not cut. This is at Flushing Meadow. One time I spent there, the sicker I started to feel. So it's like, oh man, what are you doing to me?
Yeah, if that's the way it went, then I would say guaranteed it's an allergic reaction. If it's not horrible, like, you know, you're not constantly sneezing and runny nose and watery eyes and stuff like that, probably the Claritin stuff.
Okay, I will.
The only thing I find with that, with me, is that you're one or two of them before your body gets going on stopping the reaction. Found another spot. I'm still waiting to get up on the other side of Kursk-Yusko.
Okay. Alright, I just sniveled into a little spot over here.
Oh, you sniveler.
Alright. Okay. Let me call up Alex and wake up her curvaceous butt. I'll see you later. Gay B2 NQN Mobile.
Snap me a picture of her sleepy head.
Anyway, I'll see what I got. 7:30.
Let's get you later. And 2, VPN Mobile.
Good morning, this is 2UQU calling K2UQ.
idea. Uniform, Quebec uniform. My name is Chuck. Is there anyone out there who would like to wiggle their tongue a little bit?
A nice Romeo is a golden retriever, and so quiet. I mean, never barked once, and so very nice to see him, and we had a nice time. It just went by very fast because they came in Friday afternoon ahead of me coming out of school, and then they left right after breakfast. We went out to breakfast Saturday morning, and then they left right after that, you know, around 10:30. So they were having a big family gathering in Norwalk, Connecticut, and now they're down in Atlantic City for a couple of days. They'll leave tomorrow to head down to Williamsburg, Virginia. So they're doing a big tour.
Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout, cancel.
Okay, I gotta stop for gas, so I'm just, have to make a turn at the next light. I'll be back in a few minutes as soon as I gas this thing up. WB2CMF.
All right, Pat, I'll catch you in a moment. I'll be here. W2SET Mobile.
W2SCT-KHNY, hope you can copy. Good morning.
Okay, I think that's West Virginia, Bob, if I'm right. K-8-N-Y, is it? W2SCT-MOBA. Yeah, you're sounding solid, Bob.